This election features 28 issues in 23 counties. And as is usually the case, those issues are dominated by schools. School levy consultant Jerry Rampelt says those making a run in August are often districts like Cloverleaf Local in Medina County, which have run out of options.
The difficult thing is that in August, the passage rate is extremely low. So it's more difficult to pass a levy in August than it is in November. That is an indication of how desperate some of these districts are, that it made significant cuts and they're trying to pass the millage to keep essential programs in place.
Cloverleaf is in fiscal emergency, and it's asking voters to approve an additional levy as well as to renew an old levy. Together, they're worth about $6.5 million to a district that's cut back on kindergarten, busing, and building use. But as with many districts on this August ballot, Cloverleaf is making plans in case the levies fail. The filing deadline for the November election is Wednesday, so many boards of education have already voted to go back to the voters then. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.